when we get ready, I'll say who's talking here, and then I'll start asking you questions that'll bring out, I hope, what we talked about a while ago.
I'll say my name and rank.
I'll get that on there. This is Ben Blee, and I'm talking with Fay Wasson, W-A-S-S-O-N. He reported aboard the North Carolina as a seaman out of boot camp in October 1944. The ship was at Pearl Harbor. He remained aboard the rest of World War II and beyond it until January 46, at which time he left the Navy to return to civilian life. Fay, the first thing I want to get you to tell us about is the time that that 5-inch shell from a friendly ship hit the port 5-inch battery director. Now, to start with, what were you doing before that shell hit? Where were you located?
I forget the mountain numbers up on the near the bridge, standing watch.
Well, you were on one of the 40-millimeter gun mounts, right?
Quad 40.
Was it the one that is up between the two stacks and near that 5-inch director?
That is right.
It would be just below that 5-inch director and slightly abaft of it,
right.
I believe. Yeah. Well, then you were, so you were standing a condition watch there, okay. And then what happened?
Well, a bogey came in and the whole fleet started firing at it, and I had to wait for my relief before I could go to my own battle station.
Because the ship sat in general quarters and you had to be relieved and then go to your battle station, right? Okay.
So, just as my relief tapped me on the shoulder, I decided to go over the gun and down the stack rather than go down the step to the bridge. And just about halfway down the stack, the 5-inch hit our mount.
Well, if you'd have gone the other way, gone forward, I guess you'd have been right in the way of all that shrapnel that flew around there, right?
I'd have been in that area, yes, sir.
But instead, you just by chance turned aft and went down the ladder apparently alongside number two stack, right? Well, tell us then about, I think you remarked about Chief Watson. Tell us about that.
Well, the main fire control, Chief Watson, was killed. And my name is Watson. And everyone in the 4th Division thought I was the one that got killed because they knew I was there.
Thank God that was a false alarm for you, huh?
That was very lucky for me.
Well, now, where was your battle station? When you went to GQ, where'd you go?
On Quad 14 on the Fantail by the crane.
So that's the 40-millimeter quad right on the very stern of the ship, just on the port side of the crane.
Right.
I see. Were you in the ship when the in the final month or two of the war when she was sent up to bombard the mainland of Japan?
I was there.
And where were you stationed during the bombardment?
I was stationed in the same quad 14 on the port side.
Okay. During that bombardment, on which side were the 16-inch guns firing, to starboard or to port?
Same side I was on that.
Your side. So you side. Could really see that firing with a, and you were, of course, were just standing by. You didn't engage in action yourself in that, did you?
The guns were loaded, but we didn't have
to. You were ready just in case, but no anti-aircraft fire was necessary. What time of day or night was that bombardment?
It was around midnight we were supposed to start firing.
And were there other ships with you then?
I know there was two ahead of us. We were third in line, supposed to be the most dangerous part, according to our captain. And I don't know how many are behind us, but I figured about two or three behind us.
So you were in a column of battleships firing at the mainland of Japan, and the North Carolina was the third ship in the column, right?
Right.
What kind of salvos were fired? Can you remember?
It was 3 9-gun salvos. All three turrets shot at the same time, which would be a 9-gun salvo.
The works.
Yeah.
Everything the 16-inch battery could throw was thrown in single salvos.
In a single salvo.
Right. Can you remember anything else about it that's interesting? Were you scared?
Yes, we were pretty scared before we went in. After we started firing, we wasn't so scared because we seen what we were doing.
Okay. Fay, I want to ask you now to tell us about the time that you saw the Kingfisher aircraft have its accident back there when you were at your battle station on the Fantail. So you take over now and tell us what you remember about that.
Well, the Kingfisher just came back from its mission. I don't know what mission it was on. Very important, though. And the net was out, and he flew in and on the net, and as the cable was coming down for him to hook it to his aircraft to be lifted up, just before he reached his hand, the ocean just swallowed him.
The airplane just sank
just
right out of sight? And
no sign of pilot aircraft, never was.
You can't explain why, but you saw that thing go under. It just went right underwater, huh? Well, you were right there on the stern, and
I was within 20 foot of it.
Yeah. Well, that's a very unusual thing, and I don't know the story of it or the explanation of it, but I think it's important to get on the record that this eyewitness stood there and saw that happen. Now, Faye, you've told me that you served as the 4th Division Police Petty Officer down there in a compartment. Is that right?
Right.
And then you also would serve kind of taking charge of the chow line to maintain order there. tell us a little bit more about that. Like, what did you do in a compartment as a compartment petty officer?
In a compartment petty officer, I've seen that the beds were made up, seen that the laundry got drawn, the laundry got back, and foul weather gear if it's necessary. Record kept of it. Liberties, when we got liberties, which were very few. And
what would you do about liberties? Hand out the liberty cards,
yeah,
or what?
I had the liberty cards and I handed them out. And for any reason they couldn't go on liberty, they didn't get the card. And I also handed out the big round haircut chits. And we had one for our department. And, I seen that they all had a haircut.
Yeah, you had to make sure they looked good that way. What did you do when you were kind of taking charge of the chow line? What was your job there?
My job was the chow line to see that nobody stepped in line with his buddy, or no smoking in the line, no horseplay, and had very good cooperation.
You didn't have much trouble with the fellas that way?
No trouble whatsoever. I pointed the finger, no back talk, no nothing.
What did you think of the North Carolina in that respect? Was discipline good and the ship well ordered? Or?
Discipline was the best. It was never at any time the discipline wasn't perfect. And everybody done his job.
So, of course, you didn't serve in any other ships, but I guess you apparently felt that you were glad you were on the North Carolina.
No other ship could have been better.
Okay.